Good morning. Thank you for joining with me for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will begin by contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 102. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 102. I share God's will for happiness for me. You do not want to suffer. You may think it buys you something, and may still believe a little that it buys you what you want. Yet this belief is surely shaking now, at least enough to let you question it, and to suspect it really makes no sense. This belief is not gone as yet, but lacks the roots that once secured it tightly to the dark and hidden secret places of your mind. Today we try to loose its weakened hold still further, and to realize that pain is purposeless, without a cause, and with no power to accomplish anything. It cannot purchase anything at all. It offers nothing and does not exist. And everything you think it offers you is lacking in existence, like itself. You have been slave to nothing. Be you free today to join the happy will of God. For several days, we will continue to devote our periods of practice to exercises planned to help you reach the happiness God's will has placed in you. Here is your home, and here your safety is. Here is your peace, and here there is no fear. Here is salvation. Here is rest at last. Be happy, for your only function here is happiness. I share God's will for happiness for me. And I accept it as my function now. this idea about suffering, that I believe suffering buys me something. That it buys what I want. Buys something that is lacking. If I look honestly, at a place where I am suffering, if I look at it with honesty, what do I think it buys me? What do I think I gain from it? When I'm suffering, I have chosen something other than God's will for me, because God's will for me is perfect happiness. When I move from peace and happiness to suffering, I can ask myself, what it is that I think I will gain. And this is not a simple question to ask. It's not a question that will be easily answered, one that will roll off the tongue. I can build my willingness to not suffer, to forgive it and let it go, to understand what's behind it by journaling, by writing down anything that is associated in my mind with whatever suffering I am going through. And in just doing that, I am building my willingness to know only the truth. These things that I write, they may be hard to write, but I want to be honest. There is no judgment here. In my innocence, I have been taught something along the way that's not true. And I just want to uncover what it is. And as I build my willingness to look at it, and to see only the truth, I open my heart to spirit, to the inner guide, to help me uncover whatever needs uncovering, to let go of whatever needs to be let go of. This process may take a few days, a few weeks. It doesn't matter how long it takes. It's the willingness to want to know the truth. And when I'm not sure that I want to know the truth, I can just say what he asks me to say. I share God's will for happiness for me. Can I willingly say that? Am I willing to be happy as God's will is for me? Can I agree to that? Can I accept that as truth, that I am willing to be happy? Holy Spirit, today help me to be willing to be happy. Jesus tells me that that is my only function here. Help me to be willing to be happy and to make that my function in all things and in all ways and in all places. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we seek the happiness that is our true function and our nature. We let all the thoughts and decisions and situations of the day drop away. And we sit confident, attentive, willing to hear our inner guide speak to us of our function, of our happiness, of our love for God, and God's love for us. Thank you for joining with me today as we willingly accept our function of happiness. Namaste.